Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Bait Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, how about that? We go 2-0 in Maction football last night. A couple easy winners on Western Michigan and Ball State. Always nice to start the week on a good note when it comes to college football. NHL, well, I need to bet on Calgary more often. They look good. That's a good hockey team there. NBA, well, we won 5 in a row. Now we've lost 4 in a row. For whatever reason, our teams just don't like to play defense in the first and second quarters. I've been able to shut that one off at halftime the last 4 nights. And then in college hoops, we go 3-3-1, losing the juice. Overall, when the dust settles, we win $169.50. And we move on to today. But before we get there, a couple housekeeping items. Number one, I have no idea what time our Turkey Day card will drop because Wednesday night here, we're going to have a few cocktails. So I hope to get it out normal time tomorrow morning, but you just never know. As tonight is a big night, the in-laws are coming into town for me. My good friends, Craig and Dusty, are coming over with their families for a double deep fried turkey night. So turkey number one is a smoked turkey from Costco. It's an 11-pounder. That's like the appetizer for us. And then the main course gets dropped into the can. 18-pound butter ball will follow. And I stole this line many years ago, but Thanksgiving is when I start to get in shape. To play Santa Claus, of course. So yes, it is going to be 2 days of great eating, 2 days of probably drinking too much, but it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And then don't forget, Thanksgiving football. It is a great way to avoid conversation with the family on Thanksgiving, so make sure you watch all the football games tomorrow. Okay, let's get to our card for today. We're going to lead off on the frozen pond with Washington, -1.5 over Montreal at a +115. So the Capitals are 11-3-5 this year. They are 5-1-3 at home. They've outscored their opponents 64-44 this year. Last time out, they lost to the Kraken of Seattle, 5-2. Meanwhile, the Canadiens, 5-13-2 this season. They are only 1-7-1 on the road. So they've been dreadful on the road so far this year, and they've been outscored 70-44 so far. Last time out for them, they beat Nashville 6-3 on Saturday. So I almost played Edmonton tonight, but the Capitals in a bounce back spot was just too good to pass up. So once again, we're playing Washington -1.5 at a +115. Now we go to the NBA hardwood where, once again, full disclosure, we've lost 4 in a row. It is the Bulls and the Rockets, and we're going to play that one under 213.5. The Bulls are 11-7 to the under this year. Last time out, well, they put up a dud. They lost 109-77 to Indiana, well under the total. The Rockets, meanwhile, 11-5-1 to the under this year. Last time out for them, they lost 108-90 at Boston, also going on under the total. So the Bulls scored 77 in their last. The Rockets scored 90 in their last. So I'm sure these two teams are going to combine for 240 tonight against me. But the Rockets have had 3 straight go under the number. The Bulls have had 2 straight go under the number. If they both shoot like the last game, this one is a lock. I'm going to take the under 213.5 tonight between the Bulls and the Rockets. Next up, we go to college basketball, where once again, be very careful on these tip times. If you want to play, you better get them in early because some of these games will tip shortly. Game number one is Yale -3.5 over Milwaukee. So both teams are a disappointing 1-3 this season, but top 10 NBA prospect Patrick Baldwin missed the second half for Milwaukee in their 14-point loss to Bowling Green yesterday. Given the early tip time today, I am banking on him setting this one out. Yale is a decent club. They beat Siena by 28, lost by 8 to Vermont, and then lost by 3 yesterday to Southern Utah. So this team should be good enough to cover the 3.5 today if the top Panther player is out. I'm on the Bulldogs of Yale, -3.5 over Milwaukee. Next up, we go to Miami, where it is North Dakota at a plus 10 over Florida International University. So FIU is 3-1 this season. They beat Greensboro by 3 in their last game and beat Wisconsin Green Bay by 3 the previous game. North Dakota is coming off a 5-point loss to UT Martin. 10 is a big number. I'm going to take the points with the scrappy Fighting Hawks of North Dakota over Florida International. Next up on the docket, we play Michigan State minus 3 over Loyola of Chicago. This is a neutral site game. Porter Mosier left behind a great roster at Loyola, but they have yet to be tested this year. I think Tom Izzo and the Spartans will benefit from that tough loss to Kansas. I like Sparty today, minus the 3 over Sister Jean's Ramblers of Loyola of Chicago. Next up on the card, we go to Appalachian State, plus 5 over Vermont. So both teams are battle-tested this year, playing competitive games. Vermont has a 2-point loss to Oakland and a 9-point win over Evansville so far in this tournament. Meanwhile, App State lost to Delaware by 7 and defeated Akron by 12. Their previous games were 69-67, 67-66. So getting 5 might be enough today. I'm going to take the Mountaineers plus the points. They play competitive games. Next up, well, it is St. Mary's plus 1 over Wisconsin. Caution here. Why am I always wrong about Wisconsin teams? It is because one of my best friends is a Badger backer, and he talks trash all the time. It influences me. And yes, I get Wisconsin games wrong all the time simply because of him. So the Badgers burned me again yesterday by beating Houston by 2. St. Mary's in this tournament, though, has been absolutely amazing with wins over Notre Dame and Oregon so far in the tournament. I love Randy Bennett's team. I'm going to take St. Mary's plus the 1 and make Wisconsin beat me yet again. Once again, St. Mary's plus 1 over Wisconsin. Next up, we go to South Dakota. South Dakota State minus 4 over George Mason. So South Dakota has been unkind to George Mason so far, losing by 3 to Washington and losing by 19 to Nevada. Tonight's reward, they get to play an angry South Dakota State team in their backyard, coming off an 11-point loss to Washington. The Jackrabbits are good, and I expect them to cover the 4 tonight. South Dakota State University minus 4 is the play. Then on our final game on the card, it is Tulane minus 4.5 over Valparaiso. So the Green Wave played the longest game that I can remember on Tuesday. We bet the game, so we knew how long it took. It was 8 hours or something like that. When you include the weather delay, they had to switch gymnasiums. It was craziness. They beat Drexel in that game by 3, then lost to Toledo by 1 yesterday. 5 games this season for the Green Wave. All 5 games have been decided by 5 points or less. Very close competitive games for Tulane. Meanwhile, Valpo upset Jacksonville State by 8 in round 1, then lost to Coastal Carolina yesterday by 4. So once again, I believe the style of Ron Hunter's Green Wave will create problems for Valpo. I'm going to lay the 4.5 with Tulane in a game that better not be decided by 5 or less this time. We're going to play the Green Wave minus 4.5 over Valpo. So let's recap your card for Wednesday on the Frozen Pond. We like Washington minus the 1.5 over Montreal, and that's at a plus 115. In the NBA, it's the Bulls and the Rockets under 213.5. College basketball, we like Yale minus 3.5 over Milwaukee, North Dakota plus 10 over Florida International, Michigan State minus 3 over Loyola Chicago, Appalachian State plus 5 over Vermont, St. Mary's plus 1 over Wisconsin, South Dakota State minus 4 over George Mason, and Tulane minus the 4.5 over Valparaiso. So that's your card for a Wednesday. I wish everyone the best tonight and tomorrow. Our broadcast tomorrow podcast will drop sometime in the morning, I hope. I hope I get up on time. We'll find out. But as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.